I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, looking forward to getting this guy on the program, Ian Eagle, a longtime CBS sports broadcaster with Westwood One as well. Ian, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Good to talk to you again. How you holding up?
We're doing okay. You know what? It's funny. And you probably go through the same thing because you travel so much. So it's not that we want to be at home and forced to stay at home, but yeah. Sometime it's not bad when you finally get a chance to get a breather in your schedule. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this is obviously very drastic for me this time of year. I'd be wrapping up NBA, having just finished the college basketball NCAA tournament. I'd be getting ready for the NBA playoffs. I do the French Open for Tennis Channel. I've done that the last 15 years. So that's usually the end of my broadcast seasonal schedule. And then I can shut it down for, 5 weeks. So I'm trying to take that mentality that I've had in previous years and try to use it here and be productive and fill your day, find a routine. It is definitely surreal, though, compared to what normally is happening this time of year.
Yeah, I agree. The shame of it is, it's like when you're at home, and I've been saying this, I kind of started this Emerge Challenge, so I'm trying to come out of this better. There's a lot of friends of mine that are saying, oh, my God, I'm not working out. I'm not going to the gym. I'm not doing this. I'm grilling out. I'm eating. And then you're going to come out 20 pounds heavier and feel worse. And I'm like, let's just do the opposite. Let's try to figure out something every day to do, make a list, whatever. So I found myself, I'm getting a ton of stuff done around the house. I'm whatever the value is of the home and all that kind of stuff. I'm just trying to work on things. But God knows we're missing sports for any sports enthusiast. So let's start with first and foremost, when the NBA, if the NBA comes back. Now, you obviously work with the Brooklyn Nets, but mm-hmm. Do you feel that there's a drop-dead date that once you get past X amount of months or days, that the ability to come back and not really affect terribly next season then becomes kind of a drop-dead area?
Yeah, sure. There is a date on the calendar. I don't know what that date is. I think the NBA has been very smart. They've been ahead of this. They've had contingencies in place. Adam Silver, I have a lot of faith in him as a leader, and I think they've probably come up with a bunch of different options based on where we are date-wise. The most obvious thing to me will be just how many teams participate. I don't think they're coming back with all 30 teams. I just don't see it. I don't see how that's going to happen. If a team like the Golden State Warriors, the season has certainly been something that they haven't grown accustomed to, a losing season. They knew what they had once the injuries took place and they lost key players. I don't think the Warriors want to come back and reconvene and play games for the sake of playing games. So if the NBA were to come back in some form, to me, they're coming back with a tournament or a playoff, abbreviated playoff format, and probably doing it in one place and trying to control the environment. Initially, no fans, just players and essential participants, and then see how the weeks go. And if things change in our country, maybe they can start to make the shift. But I have to believe they realize there's no way They're picking up where they left off and just treating this as if it's just another NBA postseason. It's not going to look like the playoffs that we've seen in the past.
You know, obviously here in Milwaukee and in the Wisconsin area, everybody's geeked about getting back to NBA playoff basketball.
Sure.
Because they want to see if the Bucks have the mettle to be able to win a championship in the first time since 71. If they do, if we go through this process and it's a little bit of a shortened postseason, should there be any reason, if you're still playing the best of the best, should there be any reason to consider an asterisk next to this season or indoor championship?
I mean, I feel like there's going to be an asterisk next to 2020 for the rest of our lives, where we're just going to realize it was different. So understanding that this is not what anybody wanted, this is the situation that we all face, and we're trying to make the best of it, I wouldn't view it that way. The lockout shortened season, everybody made the best of it, and while it wasn't your traditional 82-game season, a champion was crowned, and we recognize that champion. If you win an abbreviated tournament and you prove to be the best team in the NBA for that moment, then you should be celebrated as such. So I'm going to say no to the asterisk, but knowing full well that we're just going to look back on this year and this time with a very different viewpoint compared to previous years and future years.
The Brooklyn Nets have had some injuries to deal with, and Kevin Durant was on the cusp of hopefully feeling better and getting ready to come back at some point. Could you see this season starting up and him getting him and Kyrie playing together a little bit just to kind of get a feel or maybe kind of that springboard in the next season?
Yeah, that's been the $100 million question in this area. Durant, there were videos that were popping up of him looking like himself, not just jump shots, but him going to the rim, doing it with confidence. And the fact of the matter is, at some point, especially if things change with the NBA schedule, if the NBA makes the decision that this is a great reason to launch a new framework for a schedule where they don't start their season until December, which is a very distinct possibility. And I'm not saying that it would have happened anyway this year, but I do think there were some people within the NBA circles that felt it would be in the best interest of the league to avoid going head-to-head with the NFL in late October and all of November and all of December. Ratings have suffered in recent years in those early months, and they're trying to find a way to capture an audience. And it wouldn't surprise me if this coming NBA season does not start at the time that we have been used to in previous years. So with that said, if you're Kevin Durant, at some point you want to get out there and play. At some point you do want to participate. I have no idea if this will allow him to reconsider his initial thought, which was, hey, I'm not doing this until next season. But based on the unique circumstances, it's going to be up to him and his people. It's not necessarily a Nets decision anymore. Of course, everybody's going to work in conjunction with one another, the Nets medical staff and their performance team and Durant and the people that he relies on individually. I don't know what his mindset is right now, but I have to tell you, I think he's itching to play. I think he wants to get back out there and go through the competition and start getting back to his normal routine and seeing how his body can handle all of this. From a medical standpoint, if you just look at the amount of months that have gone by since the injury, we're coming up now on almost a year. It was the NBA Finals last year. He's at a point now where conceivably he could get back on the court and start participating.
Talking with Ian Eagle, a CBS Sports and Westwood One play-by-play broadcaster as well. Your son's doing some broadcasting now. You guys are all cooped up in the same house together. How's that going?
Yeah, it's been unexpected, but it's been great, Bill. It's nice having him here. He's out in L.A. working with the Clippers, and once he got clearance from the team that he could travel, once we realized the NBA season was going to be on hold, we made the decision, and he made the decision to come back here to the East Coast. My daughter was, quote-unquote, studying in Australia for her semester and was having the time of her life. and now is back here in New Jersey as well. So it's been great. Great having family time. Fortunately, we get along, all of us. So it is a harmonious house. So we don't have any issues. And it's actually been really nice. It's been a lot of fun.
We were talking before the top of the hour break about the Masters. The Masters has been pushed back to November.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not looking for any hard and fast, what's set in stone, but I know it's going to clash with the NFL season. I can't imagine watching the Masters and not hearing Jim Nantz say, hello, friends. So, if it comes down to it, if you were the voice of the Masters on television or you had to do a regular season NFL game, I would assume that Jim's probably knocking on the door going, hey, I saw the schedule. I'm going to be at Butler Cabin, right? It wouldn't be the same not to hear hello, friends, right?
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows how that's going to go? I think at this point, that would be a problem that anybody would sign up for. If we were guaranteed the knowledge that things are going to pick up and there's going to be NFL and there's going to be golf on the same weekend, everybody will figure it out, and we're not going to look at it as a problem. This would be a good problem to have at this stage of the game.
Real quick before I let you go, look, the whole world is waiting for something to come of age, whether it's baseball or the NBA. Obviously, sure. We're going to have the NFL draft to get into. Can you see playing without fans? Can you see games back on TV, back on the radio, playing without fans, and putting all of this together within the next 30 to 60 days?
Yeah, I could. I could see that. I know. Here's the hard part. Look, what you do every day, what I do every day, it means a lot to us, and it means a lot to many fans. But it does seem a bit inconsequential in the big picture of what's happening. I live here in New Jersey. I'm from New York. Bill, it's no joke. It's real. I've had 6 friends of mine that have been in the hospital that got to the point where their symptoms were so severe that they could not stay home and they needed medical attention. Fortunately, all 6 are now out. One of the 6 was in for as many as 9 days. 2 or 3 were in for 8 days. Others were in for 3 or 4 days. So it is very real and it is very serious. And in this area, it's resonating with the people. And to look at video of Manhattan at 7 o'clock at night on a Friday night, and it's a ghost town at Times Square. Usually it is teeming with people and tourists and residents. So this is very much a serious matter that I understand with sports can lift the spirit. But we got to get our arms around this thing. I think all of us just want to hear a plan and hear a timetable and hear of solutions so that we can turn the page and move on to the next chapter. But if you're asking me my personal opinion, yes, I do think. If you're giving me that time frame, 30 to 60 days. Look, I was in San Francisco waiting to do a Nets-Warriors game with no fans. That had already been determined. And once the situation was pushed a bit, everything was tossed to the side, and it was a matter of getting home. And that's what I did. I took a red eye after we got the announcement, Rudy Gobert, and the NBA had suspended play. But it was already in action. It was happening at Chase Center. I think they would choose smaller venues in the NBA, and I think they might just choose one particular city. Las Vegas has been floated. That probably makes a lot of sense, and I would not be shocked if that's the direction that they go in.
Ian, always a pleasure to talk to you. I certainly appreciate it. Enjoy the home time with the family until we're all back out on the road again, hopefully very, very soon. But thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, Bill. Great talking to you. Please stay safe. All the best to you, and we'll do it again down the road under better
Absolutely.
Circumstances.
Absolutely. Sounds there good. You go. Appreciate it. Ian Eagle, CBS Sports, Westwood One, play-by-play broadcaster. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.